plenty, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store.
This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy and Aunt Charity Spears have moved into their new home on the old Dillard farm, which Lum managed to buy for them, principally out of the money collected from Mr. Webster when he paid a $500 fine for a traffic violation. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store trying to explain to Abner the next step in his plans to recover Grandpap's spring for him. Listen.
Well, I can hear what you're saying while I'm working here. Well, go ahead, start talking.
Well, this is awfully important, though, Abner. I want you to sit down in that rocker there and pay strict attention.
Well, all right, if you insist. I can't hear no better sitting down than I can standing up. My ears work just the same either way, Lum.
I want you to listen to this good, though, because if anything goes wrong, me and you're liable to get in some trouble.
Well, if this has got something to do with trouble, I don't want to go in on it at all, I'll tell you
that. Well, you've got to, though, because we're doing this for Grandpappy Spears and Aunt Charity.
Is it something about the spring?
Yeah, but don't talk so loud.
Huh?
We can't take a chance on anybody finding out about this.
Well, ain't nobody can hear us, Lum. Ain't nobody else in the store but me and you.
I know, but there might be some spies around here, though.
Spies?
Well, Mr. Webster might have that chauffeur here sneaking around outside the window there or something.
He is, right now?
No, I just said he might be.
You want me to look and make sure?
No, just sit right where you're at and listen. That's all you gotta do.
Well, if he's out there, I'll get a baseball bat.
Forget it. Last night, I went by the creek there, sort of looked things over, and I believe I figured out a pretty good way to change its course.
I tell you, why don't you sneak around the back way, Lum, and I'll go around the front way, and we'll corner that varmint.
What varmint?
Mr. Webster's chauffeur.
Abner, him or Mr. Webster, neither one ain't actual out there. Now, just forget that. I don't believe you'd even heard a word I've said.
I have, Dunny. Said you'd figured out a... Well, you figured something out, I don't know.
That's just what I thought.
Huh?
Wasn't listening. I said I think I've got a way studied up how we can change that creek, and this is the way I'm aiming to do it.
I don't think we ought to monkey around, Ted. I'm kind of worried about that, I believe.
You just leave all the worrying to me.
Well, it's against the law to do that, Lum.
Well, yes, it is, in a way. But...
And long as I'm still deputy town marshal, I'll have to arrest us if I catch us doing it. And I more likely will catch us, long as I'm going to be out there with us.
Well, you're looking at this the wrong way, Abner.
Wrong way?
Well, all we're trying to do is get back something for Grandpap that rightful belongs to him.
Well, yeah, I know
when
that.
When you look at it that way, you can't hardly say it's against the law.
Well... No, but changing the course of a creek is still illegal.
Well, I told you to just let me do the worrying about that. All I want you to do is just help me get it done.
Yeah. I'll have to arrest myself. I can't see no other way out of it.
Now, here's how we'll do it.
I'll do it.
You know where the creek makes that sharp bend there?
Yeah, I know. Right where it turned away from the old creek bed there.
That's right. Now, right on the bank there, on the east side, there's some trees there. Uh-oh. There comes Cedric.
Cedric? Well, what's the matter? Ain't all right for Cedric to come in the store here no more?
Yeah, but I didn't want nobody to come in right now. Special not him. He's hard to get shut of.
Oh, yeah, he is sort of hard to get out of here.
Don't start no heavy conversations with him.
No, I'll try not to.
And whatever you do, don't tell him nothing we've been talking about here. He'd blab it all over town.
Oh, yeah, Cedric's pretty bad about selling everything here.
Oh, what a beauty day.
Yeah, it is nice, Cedric. What can we do for you today?
Oh, nothing. Just wrapped in, though.
Well, you better just drop out again, then, because we're busy, Cedric.
Yeah.
Well, I won't bother you none. I'll just sit around and sort of study up something to think about.
Yeah, well, you can't do that now, Cedric. Not today, anyway.
No, this is a business store. If you come in here, you got to buy something.
Yeah, it's a new rule.
All right, I'll buy something then. Let's see what I need. I believe I'll take a jar of peanut butter.
Super jumbo size, like you generally get, Cedric?
No, Mom, just a medium jumbo size. Getting so I hate the stuff.
Well, I'm sorrowful to hear that, Cedric. You're the best peanut butter customer we've ever had.
Oh, I know it. Don't know what's come over me.
Well.
Getting so I just can't eat more than 8 or 9 peanut butter sandwiches a day.
Huh.
Hurry up and get it for him, Abner, so we can get out of here.
Yeah, I got it. Got it right here. Here you are, Cedric. That'll be 29 cents.
Will you put it in a paper sack for me?
Sack? Oh, no, we can't do that, Cedric. We're running short on sacks.
Well, can't you put it in just a little sack?
No, we just can't do it. We ain't supposed to sack up nothing that you can carry away without it, Cedric.
Well, I don't want to carry a bare peanut butter jar around with me.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but if you want this in a sack, why, you'll have to bring an old sack from home, Cedric. Facts is, that's what we're trying to get all our customers to do, bring their own paper sacks.
For goodness sake.
Yeah, we are. Got to do it, Cedric.
Charlie, you fellas can hurry up if it's failed and get it over with.
Well, I'm hurrying. I'm done talking to him. That's what Cedric will have to do, just go home and get his own paper sacks. He's got to have the peanut butter in one.
All right, if you say so. I'll try and hurry back here just fast as I can.
Yeah, well, don't hurry too fast, Cedric. I'll save the peanut butter for you. We got plenty.
Well, wait a minute. Would you mind if I just take the peanut butter along with me now?
Huh?
I can just drop it off at the house when I pick up the sack.
Yeah, sure. That'll be all right. Here, Cedric.
Oh, what's your mind?
So long.
So long, Mr. Abbott.
So long.
So long, Mr. Long.
So long, Cedric.
Don't get out of the to think you never would leave.
Me too. And I hope I can explain this plan of mine to you before somebody else comes in here or before Cedric gets back.
Well, judging from the way he's taken out of her, you better talk fast if you're going too long.
Well, don't worry, I will.
Look at him turning down the street there like a...
Well, now, pay attention to me.
Oh,
you recollect I was telling you about them trees on the east side of that bank there.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, it seems to me if one of them trees was to fall across the creek and a few stones and some mud got sort of clogged up there, why, I believe it'd dam it up to where the creek would have to run back into the old bed.
Well, yeah, it more likely would, Long, but... Mr. Webster, somebody'd have us arrested for damming up the creek just to show her the world.
Well, not if he never knowed we done it, he wouldn't.
Well, he'd want to arrest somebody. Me and you'd be the first ones he'd station, you know that, Bob.
Oh, well, why? Why would he station us?
Well, he knows that you got that place, the old Dillard place, for Grandpappy Spears, and that you sort of resent him taking Grandpap's farm away from him, and that you want the spring over on Grandpap's place.
Yeah, but he won't catch on, because I'm aiming to make it look like it weren't done by no human hands.
Huh? You aiming to get Cedric to do it?
No, I mean, you're going to do it.
Well, we're human, I think.
Well, let me finish what I was saying.
Huh.
We're going to do it ourselves, but we're going to make it look like it was done by beavers.
Beavers?
Yeah. We're going to build a dam just like the beavers do.
Now, just a minute. You can stop right where you're at. You can just count me right out of the deal right now.
Well, there ain't nothing to be scared of.
I ain't scared. It's just that I ain't got the teeth for it.
Ain't got the teeth for it?
Why, sure. I couldn't gnaw the bark off in a tree, let alone gnaw clean through the thing on. Oh,
goodness sakes, I ain't asking you to do nothing like that.
You said we were going to build it just like a batch of beavers would.
Well, I know, but you
That's
don't have...
how they do it, Lum. They gnaw them trees down with their teeth. See, they got little bitty short teeth, Lum, and they just gnaw around.
I know how they do it.
Well, you can just count me out right here and now. I like Grandpappy Spears and Aunt Charity, but that's going too far, Lum. Oh, because I got too many fillings in there for that kind of work. No, sir. And another thing, I wouldn't live in one of them little beaver houses, neither. I'll tell you that right now. Have to dive down under the water and swim around there for a half a mile before I got home overnight. No, Elizabeth wouldn't like it. Just forget it. Forget it. Let it go. Or now, if you want somebody to do it, Mom, you might get Charlie Redfield's girl to help you, that buck-toothed girl of his. Now, there's somebody that's got teeth if I ever
seen. I admit Winford does outchap a piano when he comes to Ivory, but I never said that we was going to actually...
Yes, sir, she can do it. That girl, she could eat gross nears through a picket fence, Mom. Bound you she'd go through them trees like a buzzsaw. I don't know how good she'd be at throwing rocks in the creek for the dam, but I know she could handle that tree work just
as well. Neither Winifred nor you nor nobody else is going to have to gnaw no trees down.
Well, who's going to do it then? You surely can't get no beavers to do it.
Well, of course not.
You might get some, but I don't believe you could depend on them, Mom. Stand there and talk to them till you're black in the face, and I don't think they'd gnaw a tree down just because you told them to.
Well, for pity's sake, I know
they
that.
They can't
Abbott.
Understand humans no way. Beavers are animals, Lum.
I never said they wasn't.
Well, you can't talk their language. I know you can't talk beaver talk or whatever you call it.
Sakes, Abbott, you drive a man stark raving mad crazy. I ain't even known doing no such a silly thing as hire some beavers.
Well, you're smart there, because it wouldn't ever work out, Lum.
All I meant was it mean you're going to dam up the creek and try to make it look like some beavers had done it.
Well, now, that's a lot better idea you got there.
And we're going to do it tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah. Now, look, here's the... Uh-oh. There comes Cedric back.
Cedric? Well, law me, he couldn't have went clean home by this time, I know.
Oh, what a beauty day. Say,
yeah.
Mr. Abner.
How'd you get back so quick, Cedric?
Oh, well, I never went home.
Oh.
I just went down the road about a half a block. Will this shopping bag here do all right?
Yeah, that's all right, Cedric. We want folks to bring in their own shopping bags as well as paper bags. Where'd you get them?
Well, I got it from Barrel Leg Crockett.
Oh, Barrel Legs, huh?
Yeah, I seen him just now, and he was on his way over here to the store to get some groceries for his mama.
Well,
oh, I had a whole list of stuff he's going to get, about $40 worth of stuff.
Well, we're proud to get the business. We can sure use it.
Well, he ain't coming. I had to talk him out of that so as I could get the shopping bag from him.
Huh?
And now, doggone it, I can't recollect what I wanted it for.
For the land's sake, Cedric, you wanted to carry a jar of peanut butter in.
Oh, yeah, that's right, sure. What's the matter?
But you're taking the peanut butter with you when you left.
Yeah, I did all right, didn't I?
Well, where's it at now?
Oh, I traded the Tabera legs for the shopping bag.